Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. December the 5th, the condition of self-control.
Well, this week Derek urges us to lay aside sin and run the race set before us. Today he explains why self-control is vital if we're to complete the race of faith. Another condition for a successful race is self-control. And this condition is illustrated by the words of Paul used in 1 Corinthians 9:24-25 to compare living the Christian life to competing in an athletic contest. This is an excellent parallel and one that's still vivid for us today, because we're so often spectators of athletic contests in person and on television. The same principle still applies.
1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win.
That's the objective. Then Paul went on to state the condition.
And everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things. They then do it to receive a perishable wreath, the prize. But we an imperishable.
If we're going to win the race, if we're going to win the prize, we must meet the condition of self-control. This truth is so obvious when we think in terms of athletics. Every athlete who succeeds as an athlete today has to exercise the most rigorous self-control. He has to go into training, controlling what he eats, how much sleep he gets, and the amount of exercise he has. He also has to control his psychology, building up the right kind of attitude. He can't afford to give way to negative thoughts. He has to go into the competition with a positive attitude, believing he's going to achieve victory. All this is equally true for us Christians in our race. We can't win the race without self-control. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, for helping me to press on. I proclaim that I am exercising self-control in all things in order to win the prize. I shall run the race with endurance. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.